The discrepancy model has long been under scrutiny and perhaps attack from numerous places because of its lack of a theoretical base primarily, but also with linguistically different kids, we notice that they tend to show a discrepancy even if they have no learning disability, more of a minor discrepancy between IQ and achievement. So that's a concern that we've expressed all along, but in addition, it also is a concern, depending on the particular test instruments that you use, you can either widen or narrow that discrepancy. For example, if you give a verbal IQ test, you tend to drive the IQ down. And if you give a nonverbal IQ test, you tend to drive the IQ up. If you were to measure the achievement in the native language, you might be able to raise that achievement score. So part of the concern around the discrepancy was that it was manipulable depending on the instrument you chose.